Attorneys for another 29 people allegedly involved in the National College Admission Scandal go before a federal judge in Boston today. In all, more than 50 people have been charged in a bribery scheme to get students accepted into top colleges. WBUR's Fred Tice has been following the cases closely since the indictments were unsealed back in March. He sat down with WBUR's Jack Lepiarz to preview today's proceedings.
So, Fred, remind us, what are the allegations in these cases?
Well, Jack, at the heart of the allegations is a college counselor named Rick Singer. Now, he's pled guilty and he's cooperating with prosecutors. His main accomplice, who's also pled guilty, is a Harvard grad named Mark Riddell. Rich parents could pay Singer to have Riddell take the ACT or the SAT for their kids, or Riddell could sit in there with them and change their answers or coach the kids. This would happen at two test centers, one in West Hollywood, California, and the other in Houston. The other service Singer offered was to have a series of coaches fake athletic profiles for the children of these wealthy parents to get them into specific colleges. Parents have paid as little as $15,000 for Singer's services and reportedly as much as $6.5 million.
So 30 people indicted in this scheme say they're not guilty. What cases are they trying to make here?
Attorneys for 29 of these cases will be in federal court today for status hearings. It's going to be up to the prosecutors to prove those cases. Two parents are making the most interesting argument. All the parents are charged with forming a conspiracy, but these two parents, Palo Alto doctor Gregory Colburn and his wife Amy, say legally the parents were not engaged in a conspiracy because, according to a Supreme Court decision written by the late Antonin Scalia, for a conspiracy to exist, the parents would have had to know one another. And since most did not know any of the other parents, there was no conspiracy and therefore no crime. Because all the parents are being charged with is a conspiracy. They're asking their judge to throw the case out of court. Assistant U.S. Attorney Eric Rosen told one of the judges last month that he expects that none of these cases will go to trial, meaning he expects to reach plea agreements with all the defendants.
And we should point out 20 people have already pleaded guilty. What's likely to happen in sentencing?
The first sentencing is scheduled for next week. John Vandemoor, the former sailing coach at Stanford University, is expected to admit that he accepted bribes to the sailing program in exchange for designating two kids as sailing recruits. Prosecutors are recommending 18 months in prison. Most parents are technically facing up to 20 years in prison, but prosecutors are recommending much shorter sentences. Some are asking for no prison time. But for many of these parents, they've already paid a pretty heavy price. For me, so far, the ultimate how have the mighty fallen moment came last month in the case of Gordon Kaplan. He ran Wilkie Farr. It's a huge New York law firm. It was founded by Wendell Wilkie, the Republican who ran against Franklin Roosevelt for president back in 1940. Kaplan pled guilty last month to bribing test administrators to change his daughter's ACT scores. Outside court, he said he was deeply ashamed.
But I'm also sorry to all the other kids out there who are in the admissions process, the college admissions process, and to all the parents that are helping them and supporting them. I'm truly sorry.
He did actually seem sorrowful. It was a stark contrast with the man who, in wiretap phone conversations, prosecutors allege said, "I'm not worried about the moral issue here."
Interesting. So do we expect any more indictments here?
Yeah, I think the two main people in the conspiracy, as well as one of the coaches, because they're cooperating with prosecutors, that makes it possible more indictments are coming. U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling has said his prosecutors are still investigating, and he hasn't ruled out charging students as well as parents, although no students have been charged yet. Some students, however, have been kicked out of school for having false information on their applications.
All right. That's WBUR's Fred Tice with full coverage of the college admission scandal playing out of Boston federal court. Fred, thanks.
Thanks, Jack.